There is an aspect of holiness the clergy that we have in the 21st century, I don't know if they don't know, because I know the church has not been taught, and they are also actively engaged in this unholiness plainly. So I am going to teach it. It is something that if you pick the book of Samuel, I will pick just two verses to make this kind of holiness plain. I'm not talking about theological understanding of holiness, but the simple understanding of holiness is that we see in the Bible that the thing is set apart for all God. God has purified the thing for himself, for his use. That is holiness. But what 21st century clergy and many membership, one aspect of holiness, which is a matter of concern, when you get, you mess that up, you become unholy, that provokes God, that we've not been taught, is what I'm going to teach. We call Holy Word, Bible. If we even call Holy Bible, and it has to deal with purity, then the thing is from God, so it's already what? Pure. There's a scripture that says, sanctify them by thy word is what? Holy. Is that correct? So if it comes to purity, in terms of divine evaluation, the Bible is pure. The Spirit of God is Holy Spirit. But here, I'm talking about the aspect of holiness that teaches or that tells us this thing, this cup, if I'm to use this cup, I say this cup is holy. The purity is God that will sanctify it. That is on God's side. But now that is sanctified, is supposed to be used to serve the interests of God and not the interests of anybody. This is the holiness we've not been taught in the church. The Holy Bible, as I'm talking now, go and see some clergy, how they are busy using the Bible to serve their personal interests. The Bible says, give honor to who honor is due. Shall we welcome the speaker and this thing and all this thing? It's unholiness. If the Bible says, give honor to who honor is due, if it's ignorance, the one whom honor is due is the lamb that was slain. Which of our clergy added a teaspoon or a pint of blood to that of Jesus Christ to use the scripture to serve your personal interest? Thou shalt worship thy Lord, thy God. Him only shall thou worship. The things of God should not be used to serve human interests and will and purposes. It's supposed to be used to serve the interests, the will, and the purpose of God. The scripture says something. When Paul was inspired, he wrote, don't you know that your body is the temple of the world, Holy Spirit, and whosoever destroys it shall be what? Destroyed. When even God calls us, he calls us unto himself to serve him. He sent Moses to Egypt to call them to come and serve him, not to serve Moses. Not to serve what? Not to serve what? Moses. Why are the clergy using the Bible to serve their personal interests? Is the more reason why they have highlighted Malachi 3:10 and all that they are convinced you can use to collect money from membership. But they have not considered the interest of God. Do you know the interest of God? The interest of God is that obedience is better than what? they have not learned that. Holiness. Holy Bible, we use it to serve the world and the purpose of God. Holy Church, we use it to serve the interest of God. Holy Offering, we use it to serve the interest of God, not the interest of a human being, because he's clergy. A bit of Samuel, and then I conclude. This is the holiness we were not taught. We don't use the things of God to serve our personal interest. First Samuel 2:13-14.
1 Samuel chapter 2, verses 13 and 14. And the priest's custom with the people was that.
These were priests. They have cultivated a bad priesthood practices that was not right in the sight of God. Read.
And the priest's custom with the people was that when any man offered sacrifice, the priest's servant came while the flesh was in season, with a flesh hook of three teeth in his hand, and he stuck it into the pan or kettle or cauldron or pot, all that the flesh hook brought up, the priest took for himself.
He took for what?
Himself.
But the thing was for who? And they are taking it for themselves. It is not today. And this is Eli and Sons. It sounds like a company, not a church. He took for himself. What verse is that? 1 Samuel 2:14. Taking the offerings of God for themselves. And go to verse 17. Jump over all the verses, go to verse 17.
Wherefore the sin of the young men was
this
very
was
great.
Sin. Was very what?
Great.
I hear people say every sin is a sin. It's not true. If a child steals a meat from the mother's soup and eat, like somebody ate my salad, open it and won't even tell the truth. Do you think this sin is the same as a teacher? I work as a teacher who had sex secretly with a student and nobody saw it. It's between the teacher, the student, and then the world and God. And wherever they committed the unholy act, or somebody who has sex, a clergy who has sex with church member's wife, like we see some captured on the internet, live on camera, lay ambush. You think they are the same? You think they are what? They say, you check where he said even they, is it one of the verses? They had sex with women who came into the world, into the church. But you go to the 17.
Wherefore the sin of the young men was very great before the Lord.
Very great before the Lord.
For men abhor the offering of the Lord.
The offering of the world. They disrespected, they did not show respect to the offering of the Lord. It's like a meal served for the adult. Let's say the banquet at the queen's palace, and you, an ordinary man servant, you go and sit there and you eat what you like, and then you chew the bones, you put it there, and then you put the lid somewhere. Then you go and call the queen, if you come and sit down and eat. That is the situation. Despise. Did not show respect for something that was dedicated and offered to God. And the thing was what? The Bible said that their sin was what? Great in the world. Great in the sight of God. All the clergy who claim the ministry and the churches is for them, it's unholiness. If they don't know. Is it not Matthew 16, Jesus said, I'll build my wall. So when did the church become their property? With their logotype. When? That is unholiness. They are just like these guys. Check the verse. Is it 7? One of the verse. He said, I think 17 down. 18 says what? Where they slept with the ladies who came to church? 22.
Now Eli was very old and heard all that his sons did on
Read loud.
Israel. And how they lay with the women that assembled at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation.
Jesus Christ, my Lord. The women coming to worship, they did not end with tempering with the sacrifice of God. Now they are sleeping with church members. It's the same thing today. Unholiness. So if the clergy don't know, I'm telling them with the grace of God today, we don't use scripture. We don't quote scripture to serve our purpose. Shakespeare in one of his books said the devil can cite scriptures for his purpose. Even Shakespeare wrote. What we call the temptation of Jesus Christ is temptation of the church. I call it temptation of the world, of the church. The devil quoted scripture to serve the devil's own personal world interest. He even quoted the scripture to ask Jesus Christ to bow down and worship him. And Jesus quoted the scripture to serve the interest of God, that it is written, thou shalt worship thy Lord, thy God, and him only shall thou serve. Him only shall thou serve. There are some religions. This thing, the way they use it is very impressive. It's always on their mouth. So you don't even bring yourself to be worshipped as other God beside God. But not the 21st century Christianity. The clergy is using the Bible, is using the church, is using everything of God to serve his personal world. Interest. Come on, me. Nothing moves them, nothing shakes them. Some even demand for membership to pay homage to them. Call me father, call me this, that. And what did God say?
Verse
29:30. It's okay for me.
1 Samuel 2:29-30. Wherefore kick ye at my sacrifice and at my offering.
And God is asking them a question. That means now the judgment of God is already passed.
Which I have commanded in my habitation, and honest thy sons above me.
They have forgotten the commandments of God. Honor thy son's word. 1 Samuel 1:3, they were priests of God. Today too, the clergy are teaching us to respect them and honor them above God. I'm telling you.
To make yourselves fast with the chiefest of all the offerings of Israel, my people.
Exactly. So the priests are living fine. Now it has become a pattern. You go to churches, they are driving people's biological children. They are working everything to ensure the church become property of priests and their children. Go to all our churches. It's very easy to... You go to the interview, they are there. They know themselves. God is there is a proverb in French says, chacun pour soi, Dieu pour tout. Each one for himself. God is for us all. Very soon, we shall see who is the owner of the church. If we don't know now, very soon, they will see. We shall also see. Go ahead.
30.
Unless they change.
Wherefore the Lord God of Israel said, I said indeed that thy house and the house of thy father should walk before me forever. But now the Lord said, be it far from me.
God can change his intention about you. He can change his intention about me. And when this thing fall on you, this one, the unlocking God is telling them, you are finished. Go ahead.
Be it far from me, for them that honor me, I will honor.
Good.
And they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed.
Settled. God knows those who respect him and those who despise him. So the ignorant, when we are teaching the word of God, because they respect the clergy than God, they think we are attacking church leadership, they should come again. They that God honor, God what? Honor. They that despise, God what? Despise. That settles the issue. This is the holiness we were not taught. Or we have not been taught in 21st century. So the clergy is using the church for him to serve his personal interest. And then they are teaching us the same thing. That's why James 4:3. James said, hey, prayer. We don't even use prayer to serve our personal interest. That's why you pray, you don't get results. Jesus also said the same thing, that when you go for prayers, seek for the kingdom and his word, righteousness, your personal need, the Father knows already. Don't carry that to God. What is wrong with this clergy we have? Let's just pray for God to give us better clergy. It's becoming too much. And God should expedite things to honor those who honor him and despise and make a public scorn of those who disrespect him. Shall we pray? Reading from verse 1 to the end, and then we shall sing maybe the last two stanzas. Take my life and let it be. Verse 1.
MHB 400.
That is Methodist in book.
Mm-hmm. Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee.
Mm-hmm.
Take my moments and my days. Let them flow in ceaseless
and this
praise.
Is our prayers to God. Mm-hmm.
2. Take my hands and let them move at the impulse of thy love. Take my feet and let them be swift and beautiful for thee.
Uh-huh.
3. Take my voice and let me sing always only for my King. Take my lips and let them be filled with messages from thee.
Let's sing verse 3. Take my voice and let me sing
always only for my King.
Always only for my King.
Take my lips and let them be.
Take my lips and let them be
filled with messages from thee.
Filled with messages from thee. The next stanza.
4. Take my silver and my gold. Not a mite would I withhold. Take my intellect and use every power as thou shalt choose.
The next one.
5. Take my will and make it thine. It shall be no longer mine. Take my heart. It is thy own. It shall be thy royal throne.
Let's sing the 5.
Take my will and make it thine.
Good. Take my will and
naked dance. It shall be no longer mine.
It shall be no longer mine.
Take my heart, it is thy own.
Take my heart, it is thy own.
It shall be thy royal throne.
The last stanza, six.
Take my love, my Lord. I pour at thy feet its treasure store.
Mm-hmm.
Take myself, and I will be ever only all for thee.
Exactly. Shall we sing that?
Take my love, my Lord, I pour at thy feet its treasure store.
At thy feet its treasure store.
Take myself, and I will be.
Take myself, and I will be.
Ever only all for thee.
So even our body, just as Paul said, is the temple of the Holy Ghost. We are supposed to use it to serve the interests of God and not our personal interest. Jesus Christ came from heaven to do the will of the Father. Romans 15 verse 3, if Christ did not please himself, what kind of worship are we doing? And clergy, lady, we are just full of our personal, using everything of God to serve our personal interests. It's a risk. Let's pray for God to forgive us from our ignorance and give us better clergy to teach us the path of righteousness. Amen.